Anchor, it's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm doing another podcast, and I still don't know what day I'm on, 44, I don't know. I go into the summer solstice, I guess is about when it is, and so I've just lost track of the day, and I think that's cool. I lost track of the days kind of early on in the challenge, and it was really, and I think after day four, I didn't care anymore what day it was, and it's nice because it's become a habit. So I've gotten into the habit of podcasting and sharing it out there, and I'm really enjoying it a whole lot. It's a whole lot of fun. And here's what I want to talk about today, though. Today I'm going to talk about perfection and how I don't care about it. Now, this is just me, so take what you want and leave the rest. Always take what you want and leave the rest. This is just my opinion on perfection, and I feel like it's a waste of time. When I say it's a waste of time, it's a waste of my time. You do you. I cannot say that enough, that this is about how I feel about it. I feel like perfection stops creativity. I feel like it holds back. Perfection is, it's right up there with the doubt monster. It's in the same realm of darkness, perfection is, in that its only job is to hold creativity back and not to keep moving forward, in the sense that to fiddle with something 1,000 times before posting it, or having to have something be so perfect before it's posted, is to me a waste of creative energy and just energy in general, just time. Because I am more about getting the stuff out there, creating it, moving on, getting to the next thing, creating it, moving on, getting the next thing, enjoying the moment while I'm in it because I love what I'm creating. But once I'm done with it, it's out. It's not mine. It goes out. Take what anyone wants from it, leave the rest, and I'm on to the next thing. Pretty quickly, I'm on to the next thing. And I create a lot in a day. I do a lot of different things, and I'm always going in different directions as far as here's a podcast, here's a cartoon. Like Tim did this funny thing this morning, and I'm going to do a cartoon on it. You know, it's like there's always stuff around to see, or I got these new rings and I did a video on it, and then I got these lights from Matt Jackson, and now I just can't wait to even make more. I made two videos so far as of this recording. By the time this goes live, I'll have had made way more videos, and I get up and that's what I think about. And I don't think about, oh, when I see a video and there's the one video I have, there's a whole bunch of paper, garlic paper skins on the side. You know, it would have been nicer if they were cleaned up. For some people, they would have been like, oh my God, I can't post that because it's, you know, kind of messy. And for me, I'm like, I don't care. That's how it is. That's how my kitchen is. And that's how I work. And sometimes I am the strict prep cook where I'm like, keep clean as I go all the way. And other times I am not. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with showing my flaws or my warts or whatever you have to say. It ultimately doesn't matter if something is perfect or not, because blink, snap, whatever you want to do, that moment's passed and we're on to a new one. And so to waste so much energy on, oh my God, this blog post has to be perfect, or this video has to be perfect, and don't post it, and I said this before. Somebody said this saying that if you're not at least a little bit embarrassed about the first video that was published on your channel, then you waited too long to publish it. And I think that is fantastic, because it's true. You know, if the very first video is so overly polished and so perfect, now don't get me wrong, there's some people who are, they are strictly on there for business, and they are serious, and it's a polished show. There's a lot of YouTube channels that they come off as though they're made at home, but they're not. They're actually very polished shows with producers and special lighting and, you know, being paid to do it, and that's their job. It's made to look homemade, and it's not. So they're going for a different feel. Their perfection and whatever they have to do for business, that's up to them. I guess I'm rambling, but I just don't care. I don't care. I somebody said once, oh, I can't do a video with my voice because the dogs will be barking in the background. And okay, that doesn't bother me. I listen to podcasts, and I can't say how many. I can there are so many of us that have dogs barking in the background of our anchor casts, and I love it because it's real life. That's real life. Guess what? There's going to be kids screaming, dogs barking, wives yelling, husbands howling. That's what's going to happen. That's part of it, and that's part of my whole shtick is this is really what I do. If I had to worry about perfection, oh my God, I wouldn't get anything out because I'd be spending so much time being like, oh, there's a paper skin there and the lighting isn't perfect over there and oh my God and oh my God and oh my God, and I just don't care. I don't care. I think quality and content and perfection, they all have their places, but for me personally, it's about getting the stuff out there and sharing it in reasonably amount of time. And I just see, and I also see in cars, as far as writing goes, I vomit draft. And that means when I write, everything goes out on the first draft. So I write fiction. I haven't written fiction in a while, but I have a book that I actually did, two of them, and they're kids' books. And so when I approach that, I just vomit draft. Like the first draft is just get it all out there. Stream of consciousness thing or whatever you want to call it. Onto the page, all over the place. And then I go back and I'm like, okay, well, I've said, you know, this part 17 times. I don't need to say it one time is good. And then I tighten it up. But even at that point, even when I go back and do drafts, it's not about perfection. It's about communicating whatever I'm trying to communicate. And that's what's, and then getting rid of the clutter. Getting rid of the crappy parts, as I say. But even then, I don't give perfection rein. I doesn't need it. It's a waste of my time. I can't be dealing with some perfection monster in the corner going, this, 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 and this. I'm like, screw you. I got to create, and that's what I'm going to do. And if you don't like it, well, then too bad. And so that's my approach. And I see so many people stumbling in writing because it's not perfect. And I don't believe in writer's block. I've been a writer for a lot of years and I don't believe in it for myself. I don't know for anybody else. What I cannot say for somebody else what they actually feel, if they really, what that block feels like in their head. If you have writer's block, call in and let us know. For me, I find If I can't get a sentence down or a word, it's usually a reason, especially if it's a blog post. Like if I'm jammed up and I'm like, oh, I'm writing this, usually it's that I have too much going on in a post. So I pull some of it out, save it for another post, and then just stick with the smaller focus. That's usually for me. What I see other people do is I see when they get stuck and jammed up, it's mostly dealing with perfection. It's mostly because the sentence isn't perfect and the whole thing isn't perfect and they get jammed up and they're like, it's not, I really want to do a good job. I really wanted to do it right and do a good job. Do it by doing it. Do the job. Keep doing it over and over again and then we'll get there. And I just think it's such a waste of time to worry about perfection or get stuck in a block when there's so many things to create and such a short life to do it in, that to get jumbled up on perfection is just, I just can't do it. I just can't. I don't know how many times I can say I can't, but it ain't for me, folks. That's what I'm saying. And I'm sitting in the car. I'm looking out at the field. I'm at the Aldi's parking lot and I'm going to run in. And I think, how many minutes am I at? Ooh. I'm getting there. It's funny, like normally my podcasts end around the same time, unless I'm really doing a short cast and I'm like, hey, I don't want to be here today. Just stopping in because I want to hit my 44. Today's not that day. Today I really wanted to do the podcast, and thank you so much for listening. You can reach me at Ivy at thehappywist.com is my email if you want to reach me, Ivy at thehappywist.com or YouTube/thehappywisk. I'm getting my addresses all wrong. So it's youtube.com/thehappywisk or youtube.com/ivystestkitchen or patreon.com/thehappywisk. There you go. Or just check me out on MeWe. Or like I said, drop my name in the social areas that you're in and maybe I'll come up. Most likely I will. Some of them I'm not on. Most of them I am. That's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk and I'm out.